The Israeli military has ruled out criminal investigations against its forces during the Gaza war last November. Palestinians say the troops committed war crimes. Israel claims it has reviewed the factual findings of the cases but found no basis for opening criminal investigations. Among the cases was the airstrike on a family home in Gaza City on November 18th, in which 12 Palestinian civilians were killed. About 180 Palestinians were killed during Israel's eight-day war on Gaza. Most of the victims were civilians. Human rights groups have condemned the Israeli military's investigation procedures and say closing the cases is illegal. Adi Mermak is a human rights activist. He's with me now live from Gaza. Now, Adi, the Israeli army, we're hearing, has closed 60 cases now of criminal investigations into the conduct of its troops, including, we heard there, the killing of 10 members of one family in an airstrike during November's eight-day war. I know you were in Gaza during that war. Do you think Israeli troops made no criminal offence or war crime?
Well, it was the most obvious thing the most obvious mass murder that our eyes could see that took place in Gaza throughout those 8 days. And I was there when they were going through the rubble, and I saw one of the five women that were being dragged out lifeless. I saw other children dragged out, four in total, from the rubble of the Al-Dalou family. These are evident war crimes. You hit a building that is a civilian building with a family having their dinner inside it, of which five were women, four were children, and they were all civilians. And under any investigation of any independent note, under any normal United Nations investigation, this is obviously a war crime. I mean, it doesn't surprise me in the least. The only person that has been charged with any serious crime was a Druze, that was for killing Tom Herndl, who was a British activist with a huge legal team behind him. Most Palestinians never even press charges because they don't have the finance to get a serious legal challenge, which you need to put down beforehand. Not to mention the fact that most of the time there's no justice whatsoever for Palestinians. If you look at the Goldstone report, that suggested there were war crimes and probable crimes against humanity during the attacks on Gaza that left over 330 children killed and over 1,000 civilians murdered. This was a clear-cut investigation. In fact, I've just come back from the Samouni family, where I teach English. They lost 29 members of their family, including 21 members of their family with one bomb. Four of the members of their family lay under the rubble for 4 days with the dead bodies of that bomb. And they got absolutely no justice whatsoever, even though the Red Cross and many other organisations had done detailed investigations into the idea of putting 100 people in one house and then dropping a huge two-ton bomb on top of it. There's just a huge amount of cynicism by anyone who can look at these horrific crimes and the devastation it's called the families that I have met, that I'm around a lot here in Gaza. The kids and people are still picking the pieces up from having lost so many members of their family. And it's just sickening. It sickens the heart, it sickens the soul that the international community are seeing bodies dragged out left, right and centre from these buildings, families utterly destroyed, tears for the rest of their lives. And in the most explicit fashion, in fact, the Israelis actually said that they bombed civilian houses during the previous war. And in this war, they said, yes, we dropped the bomb, we killed these civilians. These are war crimes. They're crimes against humanity. This cannot be dismissed. And if you admit it, you can't just say, oh, no, our jurisdiction says there's no crime to it. Well, that shows that their court system is as horrific and as offering immunity to every single crime that Israelis are committing. So it's time that people said Israel it should never be accepted into any kind of community of democratic state, should never be accepted as any law-abiding state. It is a pariah state, and it's a brutal, brutal occupier, and the Gazans are feeling it under the siege every day, which again, collective punishment, targeting of civilians, Geneva Convention Article 33. So please, for once, just people around the world, open your eyes, wake up to the fact Israel will never hold its own citizens to account and its own army to account for the horrific bloodshed against the Palestinians. So it's time that people outside did. That means boycott, divestment and sanctions from the people on the ground. And that means people attacking their governments for not doing anything. And finally having the sense and the soul and the strength and the courage and the idea of standing by humanity for once, standing by those oppressed, to actually take action against Israel. And it's starting, it's moving. People are opening their eyes. It's time to make it count and get off your sofas and do something about it.
Adi Murmuk, human rights activist, with us there live from Gaza. Thank you very much.